The long-duration northeast snowstorm finally ended last night. On the backside of the storm today, it's really not that cold. I mentioned the storm itself was not particularly deep in terms of air pressure, and that's the reason why we're not seeing a big rush of cold follow the passage of that storm. So highs today are running basically near 30 in the capital region. We've even reached the middle 30s in portions of the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and it's nice to finally see at least some sunny breaks come through this afternoon. The weather remains quiet as we work ahead into tonight. Temperatures will be cold as we fall into the single digits above and below zero for much of our area. We could drop as low as about 15 below zero in portions of the Adirondacks. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, sunshine will start things off, and then we'll see clouds increase through the afternoon hours. We should stay dry the entire day, with daytime high temperatures running generally in the 20s. Our next storm comes on Thursday. It's one of these Alberta Clipper-type systems that will work its way into the northeast. And with that storm coming through, we will increase our chances for snow as we work through Wednesday night into the day on Thursday. Generally a light snow, though at times there might be a few bursts that are a little bit heavier. Accumulations will be generally light, but likely will be significant enough that we will once again need to plow and shovel the snow. And then as the storm hits the ocean, it's going to rapidly deepen into a major ocean storm. It could clip Cape Cod and the islands, perhaps even Boston or portions of southeastern New England with some heavier snow as that storm deepens. But it's more relevant to us in terms of the cold that follows as that storm does deepen to our east. It's going to pull down another shot of some serious cold for Thursday night, Friday, right through the weekend. We're targeting overnight low temperatures that are expected to go well below zero, at least a few of those nights. And we're also looking at daytime highs that on some days will fall short of the 10-degree mark. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 10 below zero to 5 above zero. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 10 below zero to 5 above zero. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, low in the upper single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high in the middle 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 5 below 0 to 5 above 0. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with periods of light snow likely, high in the 20s. And on Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and much colder, with highs in the single digits to around 10. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.